We long for your holiness, Lord. We long. Says that he who takes refuge in you shall possess the land and inherit your holy mountain. We turn to you, Lord. For thus says the high and lofty one, he who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. You dwell in a high and holy place, but with him also who is of a thoroughly penitent and humble spirit. To revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the thoroughly penitent. Lord, you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. We yearn to be holy too. To be holy as you are holy. That we may dwell on your holy mountain. Is burning with passion tonight. Make us holy. Make us holy. Help us to leave the world behind, Lord. You're doing a new thing. And the world must be cut off. Come, Lord Jesus. Come and make us holy. I'm so glad you're here tonight. Are you? Thank you. Thank you. We're here to pray for America. But what I'm trying to do right now is a little teaching, a mini teaching on prayer. And then we will go into prayer. People want to know how to get close to God so that their prayers can be effective. Do you feel that way? I'm always feeling that way. So, as long as I've walked with him, I have craved to get closer to him. My yearning desire is to walk as closely with him as a person can, this side of heaven. Now, I've made a few mistakes, had a few failures, done a few things that I wish that I wouldn't have, because I learned that our activities, our behavior, what we do from the inside to the outside, all plays a part in what's going to happen in terms of our walk with God. So one of the things that the church needs today, one of the major things, is more authority. But it's not like going in and praying for a little more anointing. You have to live certain things, walk certain ways. There is a requirement for those who are given authority. And to the degree that you meet those requirements, authority is given to you. So there's more than just prayer here if you want to be used of God in a powerful way. So that's why I want to teach. I hope that you'll feel that you're being enlarged in your capacity to walk with God as you hear. Maybe some of the things that I'll teach, you'll say, oh, now, see, I didn't understand that, or I didn't know I needed to do that. And it will help you walk closer with God. It will help you pray better. America needs it right now like she has never needed it before. Although God has wrested us out of the hands of the Illuminati, out of the hands of the New World Order, please say that. God has wrested us out of the hands of the New World Order. We will see the fruit of that very soon. When they least hope for it, I mean, they kind of know something is going to happen very dramatic this year, and they're trying to beat the church to the punch, but the problem is God already did it. So when they really feel like they can take that giant leap, you know, to capture, there's not going to be anything to capture. I'm so excited about that. Are you guys excited?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Good. Keep it in your heart, because you need to pray over it. You need to nurture what God is doing. Let me do this before I get into, you can turn to Matthew 6. Elizabeth, can you put that one pyramid up for me, please? When we first began to pray for America, we began holding the Gathering of the Eagles, calling people from all over the country to join us in prayer for this nation, because the Lord visited me in a 3-hour visitation and told me to do that. And I was amazed when he began calling us to repent of the spilling of innocent blood. And he went methodically, you know, from what we did against Native Americans, what we did African Americans, then abortion, and then stuff like human trafficking and dismantling of nations. So he took us step by step from the beginning of our sin to what it has evolved to as a nation. We had to do all of that before he would even let us touch the Illuminati. Had we started praying over the Illuminati, and we had not covered the blood issues, our prayers would have been totally ineffective. And that's why when people in the church pray against these major powers, they get discouraged because they feel like their prayers are powerless. But issues had to be taken care of. Foundational issues had to be taken care of before God could bless us legally, you know, according to his laws. Before he could do that for us, we had to deal with our sin. And I'm telling you that because you need to know how God works. So here we are being led on this journey of seeing some of the most horrific things any human being should have to see. And then the reality that it's us, that too is part of America. It too is part of our history. It too is part of our heritage. It's the ugly side. It's the side we don't want to have to deal with, and we would love to blame anyone else for it. But the truth is, we sinned. We sinned against people, and in doing so, we sinned against God. So we did all that, and we did it for years. We've been doing this repentance thing for 13 years. And, you know, people grow dissatisfied. Sometimes they grow discouraged because why hasn't God done something magnanimous by now? And we've been repenting for 6 years. Well, when you consider it took us about 400 years to spill all that blood, I think 6 years isn't too much. I don't think 13 years is too much. So, but we repented in the order that he gave the revelation to move. And that's what I want you to write down. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So he was directing, he was guiding, he was telling us through the spirit of revelation what I want you to pray for. Then when we would begin to pray, his spirit would come down and help us. As one pastor told me, when I go to the gatherings, I feel the heart of God, and it causes me to shake and to quake inside. It causes a brokenness inside of me that I've never known before, but also the experience of his love. And so when we're repenting, when we're drawing close to the Lord in that manner, he is opening a path. Have you ever thought about what Queen Esther did those 3 days before she went to see the king? I mean, do you think she was just lounging around in her beautiful palace? I think she was doing what the scripture tells the Jewish people to do. When you're in captivity, repent. Repent for the sins of the forefathers. I think she spent 3 days repenting for the sins of Israel, so that when she went in to the king's throne room, she would have the favor of the Lord, to have the grace of the Lord, to present her petitions, and for those petitions to be embraced, accepted. She had prepared the ground through repentance. So, you know, she spent the time preparing the way for her petition. She broke with the heart of God so that she could speak to the heart of the king. Does that make sense? And in the same respect, that's what we must do. If we want God's favor in our prayers, we must repent for the nation that he's holding right now. If we want him to deliver us, then there must be a clean heart, a pure heart, clean hands in the nation. You might say, well, you know, the nation sins every day, so how do we do that? Well, we do it through repentance. Yes, the nation sins, but just as Queen Esther was one person who interceded for an entire nation, there is an Esther generation today. People who are called to intercede for the nation. Few in number though they be, they accomplish great things in God because their hearts are pure and their hands are clean. Do you understand? So back to, oh, there we go. This is like the heartbeat of the Illuminati. Illegal drugs, organized crime, medicine, drug companies, let's say the pharmaceuticals, intelligence agencies, religion, you know, basically the Catholic Church, the media, education, politics, military, business, and banking. Now, if you will write that down, these are the things that we need to pray for, pray over every day. I asked the Lord, I said, now that you have wrested us from the Illuminati, how do you want us to pray? And he gave me a vision. And in the vision, I saw a floor, just a carpeted floor. And I said, Lord, I don't know what that means. I don't know what you're trying to say to me. How do you want us to pray? Then I saw a ceiling, just a plain old ceiling. And I said, are you trying to tell me from floor to ceiling we need to cover it all? There it is. For instance, with the pharmaceuticals, if I could tell you in experiences what I have learned that they are doing, that is the elite, the Illuminati, those that are putting together the New World Order, what they are doing with pharmaceuticals, I think it would scare you enough to get off of them. And I do want to highly recommend that, as your faith can help you do that. Because they're getting information about pharmaceuticals from the other side. It isn't just a scientist and his degrees, but from the other side. And it's going to get worse as the days go on. So, you know, you don't want to be taking medication that a demon has taught a scientist how to create. Their goal through pharmaceuticals is to control you completely, to control your mind, to control your chemistry, to control everything about you. And so when you pray over medicines and drug companies, pray God's will that this, you know, evil work will be stopped. And then, of course, you've always got the organized crime. You know, the man who created the mafia was an Illuminist. He was with the Illuminati. And really was a man that kind of lost his place in society when he created the mafia. But the Illuminati took him on and put him in a great place. He had a very, very high-ranking place in the Illuminati. And so we've got the mafia. If you ever go to Italy and you talk to people in Italy, talk to the church in Italy, you would learn that the mafia is under the auspices of the Catholic Church. So, you know, when they've done enough sinning, they just go to the church and, you know, the sin is expunged and they keep moving forward, but they kind of work for the Catholic Church under the covers. One of the men that I met there was in a high mafia family and was highly respected throughout Italy and Sicily for his position in the mafia when he got saved. And he's the one that told me this. That's why you don't get rid of the mafia, because the church protects them. Well, he would travel and he would talk to the church, trying to help them know how to pray and know what to do about the mafia. And they finally threatened him and told him if he didn't stop, they were going to kill his son, which they did about 3 years ago. But he is still talking. Okay, intelligence agencies, you know, like the CIA, the Knights of Malta is a huge intelligence agency. Do you guys know all this so I don't have to go over it, or do you feel like you'd like to hear a little bit? So the CIA works hand in hand with the New World Order. They also work hand in hand with the Catholic Church. Israel has its brand of the CIA. Even the Catholic Church has its brand of the CIA. The Catholic Jesuits are also part of the intelligence agencies. We know that they dress like priests, act like priests, but behind closed doors, they are an intelligence agency. And their work is for the Pope. They swear their life to protect the Pope. In fact, I'm trying to think what ship it was. Was Titanic? I think it was the Titanic. The captain of that ship who sent it to the bottom of the sea was a Jesuit. And he was behind the wheel of that ship on assignment. If they're told to go, you know, like the Japanese kamikazes, if they're told to go and give their life in a mission, they do it. They don't even ask why. They just go and do what they're told. So these are some of the agencies, and there are many, many more, that you need to pray over. Pray that God will dismantle them, that he will bring about such a disunity in these agencies that they can't work with one another. Religion really is the Catholic Church. Out of the Catholic Church will come, and we're not going to go into a lot of doctrinal things here, but out of the Catholic Church will come the false prophet, and that will be the Pope. And so these days they're working with every religion in the world, bringing it into fellowship and under the auspices of the Catholic Church to create the one world religion. They have these meetings, some meetings once a year, some meetings they have every couple of years, where they call leaders in from every cult and religion and talk to them about the New World Order or the One World Church. So the Catholic Church is something very important to pray over. Pray that God will rip it of its power and its authority across the earth, that he will send such an outpouring of his spirit that he can, you know, dismantle the Catholic Church. Now, if there's anyone here that is Catholic, I'm sorry if I'm offending, but you really, there's so much information out there about this. You can find out for yourself if I'm telling the truth. And we all know the media, the liberal media, all over the world, right? We all know how important it is to pray about the media, because they not only do not tell truth, but they obscure truth. They try to stand in front of truth so that truth cannot be revealed to the masses. So you know how to pray about that. Education, you know, that's a downright scary subject. In one of our gatherings in San Francisco, one of our team people stood up and shared with us what she had learned through hours and hours and hours of research about education and the way and what is being taught to our children. And if you think that it is not something you want to protect your children from, you need to get the information and find out for yourself. They teach the children from a very young age how to be stupid, how, you know, not to be able to think their own thoughts. They're trained like puppets, and they're trained in unrighteousness. One man said that, for instance, my daughter's generation, when you say certain things to her, it says one thing to her and one thing to me and my generation. You can use the same words, but they mean two different things. Now we're down to the next generation, and the things that speak one thing to me speak another thing to my daughter, and yet another thing to the third generation. And the thing that they're telling them today is frightening in its import. Same words, different meanings. They've rewritten the history books. You know, they redo it every 10 to 20 years. And when they rewrite the history books, they rewrite our history. This needs to be prayed over. So who is the family most responsible for that? It's the Rockefeller family. Politics. Well, I don't think I need to tell you much about politics. But I will say this. God is going to bring forth a new government. That's part of... In fact, in all these areas, God is going to intervene. And that's why it's important to pray over these issues. Pray that he will dismantle what is and that he will put in its place his will. So in politics, we're going to see a whole new politician. We're going to see a whole new government. People are very concerned about our Constitution and what they're doing with it. But I promise you, God is going to dismantle what they have done. And he's going to give back to us what was done originally. Amen. Most of what you get on the market, if you were to get a copy of the Constitution, is not even complete. It is not the Constitution that was written in the beginning. They've already changed it. But God is going to turn it around, and we're going right back to the beginning. But it's going to be a terrible time, a very difficult time, for a season when he removes the corrupt government and puts his government in its place. But I will say this to comfort and encourage you, that we have already prayed through that transition. Now you need to seek the face of God and know how to pray, in particular, certain issues or things that might need prayer covering during that transition. The politics that will come out of it will be the politics that was originally set up for this nation. I'm sure that most of you know that this is not a nation that was called to be a democracy. Do you know that? It is a nation that was created as a republic. God's going to take us back to the republic. Then we have the military. Now, our military has become so corrupt. I feel so sorry for our young men that go into the military. Some of these special ops groups are deeply involved in the occult. So you send, you know, your Christian son into the military thinking he can get a good education, blah, blah, blah. And what he is really learning is the occult. How to fight with occultic means. Traditional fighting too, but adding to it the work of the occult. So you need to pray for the soldiers, and you need to pray that God is going to deal with this sick, sick military of this nation. And we got into it, incidentally, because we became so concerned over Russia and the occultic means by which they were running their military. So we felt like we needed to have the ability to compete with them. So they started introducing the occult into our military. Business. I wish I had my notes, because I could tell you so many things about all these things that I'm not sharing, but business has got to change. Back in the days of Reagan, one of the main reasons that he was shot is because they needed him to do many things for them. So they shot him to let him know that he cooperates or they'll kill him. And so what came out of that is that Reagan, our wonderful, wonderful President Reagan, was responsible for working with the Congress to set in laws the likes of which this nation has never seen. And in those and by those laws, business was more corrupted. In fact, in 2008, our failure actually took place under Reagan. Had Reagan not changed so many laws, 2008 could never have happened. He removed every safeguard that we had on the books. And so what we ended up with was a corrupt commerce, corrupt business, and ultimately a failed economy. So please pray over that. Pray that God will put the right people in the right places to bring the laws back into something that is pleasing to him and will protect America. And then, of course, banking. And I think we all are fairly familiar with that, right? Whatever happened to America? So this is the pyramid of manipulation, and this is the pyramid of reality that the elite has put America into. This pyramid is why we're in trouble, outside of the fact that we left God. These are the things we need to pray over every day, that God will dismantle the evil and that he will put in its place righteousness. Come with me now to Matthew. I want to ask you a question. Everyone wants to see Jesus, right? And when we see him, we want him to be happy. We want to see his bubbling up love, his joy, his comfort. But what do you do if you're walking along the path and there you see him on the side of the road, sitting on a large rock, and he's weeping? He's weeping uncontrollably. You get close to him and you begin to hear his cries. You get a little bit closer, you begin to feel the pain that is in his heart. And you realize he's weeping over America. What do you do? What do you do? He just came and got me, and he said, come with me. He took me high upon a mountain. And he began to weep over America profusely. And what he spoke over America is what he spoke over Israel. When he cried over Israel about their sins, that this was the day of visitation, that they had forsaken the day of visitation, and he began to proclaim what was going to happen to Israel because they had rejected the Lord. That very cry, that very utterance, he is standing beside me and he is crying over America. I wept and wept and wept and wept. After he finished crying the words that he spoke, he did nothing but weep. Because such sorrow was coming to this nation because of its sin and because it rejected the Lord in the day of visitation. Do you believe that? Do you believe it? If you believe it, you must weep. Jesus is not having a party. He is trying to pull this nation into a place of stability under the covering of the Father. Now, for the time being, he has wrested us from the hands of the New World Order, the Illuminati. But we have got to do something about that. We can't just sit and, you know, smile and think how wonderful our God is that he's done that. We must pray. We must pray over these things because these things are the things that are about to consume America unless God gets the continued tears of the intercessors. If we will weep with Jesus now, we will laugh with him in no time at all. He has set aside the judgment that allowed the Illuminati to come into America. He has set it aside. 13 years of intercession, 13 years of weeping, he set it aside. The time came when he said, enough, I have forgiven, and he set the judgment aside. It's on a shelf. But you know, once the baby comes to birth, someone has to take care of that baby. Someone has to feed it, to clean it, to nurture it, to teach it. Amen? And that's what we have to do as intercessors. We have to be the, what would you call her? The nanny. We have to be the nanny of God's will for America. Pray therefore like this: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name over America. Let your name be seen as holy. Let your name be treated as holy. Let America come to a place where your name will be considered holy above all things in this nation. Hallowed be your name over America. Why was Israel cut off? Why was the land laid bare? Why did my people end up moving to Babylon? Does anyone know? Because they forgot to hallow the name of God. They forgot to live holy, to make His name holy in the earth. And because of their lack of holiness, because they did not hallow His name as a people, He lifted His presence and He allowed their enemy to take over. Now, if He did that with Israel, will He do that with America? It will break His heart. It's not what He wants, but He will do it. He will go so far as to let our enemy consume us, to teach us to walk and make His name holy. But right now, He has extended Himself, and He's saying, if I can just get your intercessions to work with me, to help me, so that I can bless this nation, that's what I'll give you. That isn't to say we will not experience discipline. We will. But we will not come in under the wicked hand of the Illuminati. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is our key. How do we pray His kingdom come, His will be done for America? Right here. Lord, dismantle the wickedness of these organizations. Dismantle the net of evil. Now you can put the other one up, Ely. Dismantle the pyramid of evil over this nation. This is the pyramid of the Illuminati. Lord, dismantle it. I can't give you a picture of it, but you can go online and find this picture and pray over it. Dismantle the two pyramids of evil in respect to the Illuminati. Next, you want to ask God to dismantle the link between America and the crown of Great Britain. The highest place of authority in the Illuminati is the crown of Great Britain. And I'm not talking about the king and queen or prince or any of, you know, that family. I'm talking about a business organization. I'm talking about the head of the Illuminati that is headed by Rothschild. It's called the crown. And you'd be amazed at how much power they have over America. So pray that God will break that link. Just go on the internet and get this. I think you can find it in the Illuminati News or something like that. So God, He has wrested us from the hand of the Illuminati. This means that He has given us favor, and He has given us authority as a church and as a nation to seek Him for certain things. Because God's conclusion with America, as far as what He desires, is that America will not be under the thumb of the crown, but ruling over. Actually, to make this nation so strong that we can withstand the will of the Illuminati, not only on our own behalf, but on behalf of other nations. That is His desire for America. Can I hear a little excitement? You guys are so dry. I'm sorry, what?
This is intense.
Yeah, it is intense. I know it is. But get excited. This is true. It's real. I'm just going to tell you one more thing, and then we're going to move into prayer. Before our DC gathering, I didn't know if we were going to fulfill God's will with that gathering or not, because the call of it was very, very heavy. He talks about intense. I mean, it was really intense, because it was the final moment. We had to do it in D.C. earlier this year. We had to win the victory. If we had not won the victory in D.C., I'd be telling you something different today. We had come to the very end of the issue, and either America had to be redeemed or it was going to fall to the Illuminati. That was earlier this year. So when we wrested America from the hands of the Illuminati, that was such an amazing feeling. It was so wonderful. It was so exhilarating. I felt like someone had taken, you know, a trillion tons off my shoulders. It was a huge commission for anyone to have to absorb. But I also felt the pleasure of the heart of God. He was so full of joy and good pleasure. I mean, he kept giving me a song that Artem plays for us, and I love it when he leads us in the song, because it is the song that the Lord gave me when he told me that the victory had been so beautiful and was now so secure. And the song, what is that song, Artem, do you remember? Yeah, With Everything. You can go online, listen to it by Hillsong. The Lord actually sang that song to me. With everything, we will shout forth his glory. With everything, we will shout forth his glory. For what? For stealing us out of the hands of the Illuminati and helping us to fulfill his will as a nation. He sang that song to me 3 times in 2 days. With everything, we will shout forth his glory. Those who know at this moment what has been accomplished, and those who will never know, never understand why America has changed so much, they will shout forth his glory. I'm telling you that this is such an exhilarating thing in the heart of God. Every time he sang that song to me 3 times in 2 days, he would fill my soul with his joy. We have fought so hard, and it has been a hard battle. We've been fighting the lion about ready to devour in secret places. And because God was pleased, we won. We will therefore, what? Shout forth his glory. By praying that God will dismantle this occultic stuff over America, by praying that he will dismantle all of the evil things that we showed you in the last pyramid, and that he will raise up each thing in its place that is righteous and will bring glory to his name. You are bringing glory to him. Your prayers in the secret place are bringing glory to him. You know, in the story of Esther, the Jewish people were praying all over Babylon that they would be spared of the king's edict. But you know, in the final analysis, the miracle story is not based around the Jewish people. It's based around the woman who spent 3 days preparing herself to go before the king and to save two nations alive. First, to spare Israel. Second, to spare Babylon. Because if they had accomplished what they wanted to accomplish, God would have destroyed them. But out of mercy toward the innocent, how many got saved? We don't even know how many converted to Judaism because of God's miracle in Babylon. And the same thing is going to happen again. God is not only going to do this for his people, but he's going to do this for those who at this point in time hate his name. He's going to do it for nations all over the earth. Whereas we've been dismantling nations for many years all over the earth, 120 of them. If that isn't enough to break your heart, we're going to be putting them back together, healing them, fighting for them. And we're going to have the favor of God to do it. Now please stand. I'm sorry I talked too long tonight. You're not tired yet, are you? Good. If the Lord comes upon you to weep, to groan, to agonize in the spirit, I want you to feel free to do that. The Bible says that his house shall be a house of prayer. So that's what we want to do. We want to pray the way God uses us. Amen. If you like to lay on the floor, lay on the floor. Pastor Matt has no problem with that. If you like to walk around, walk around. If you like to sit down, sit down. If you like to stand, whatever you do that makes prayer comfortable for you, that's what I want you to do. You can pray in English. You can pray in your prayer language. But pray. Amen? Pray. 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 Amen? Okay. Do you love America? I want you to think about your love for America. While you're thinking about your love for America, think about how thankful you are for his love for this nation. My Father, You are so grand. You are so merciful. You are so powerful. Your heart is mercy for this nation. We were destitute, Lord. We were without hope. We had already been assigned to destruction. Our children would not play in the streets. Our youth would not know the joy of the freedom of America. Our young adults would never know what it felt like to hold their own baby upon their lap. Lord, grandparents would never know what it was like to watch their grandchildren grow. America was going to be despoiled by the elite. Lord, while we are still going to endure some chastisement, so many things that had been assigned, you have already thwarted because of repentance. How great you are, Father! How great, how powerful. How wonderful, how kind, how merciful. Jesus said, you desire mercy over judgment. Sometimes you have to let the judgment come. You have to let the discipline come, Lord, to awaken us. Sometimes you have to do that. But if you can avoid it at all costs, you will do it. We've seen it too many times. But not for America alone. Your heart is set on the nations of the world. Can do nothing except you do it through us, except you teach us. You use us as instruments of your mercy, Lord. Just as you used Esther, Lord our God, you are calling forth a church to use her as an instrument of mercy for America. Come, Lord Jesus, and take up your throne. Come, Lord Jesus, and pour out your will upon this nation. Come. come, Lord Jesus, and pour out the understanding of your heart to your people of prayer. What an awesome thing, Lord, for the church to hear your words, to feel your heart, to know your voice, to above the clamor of so many, Lord, to hear your perfect will. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Great are you, Lord. You, Holy Father, as Jesus leaned over his rock of prayer, deep in the inner recesses of his soul was the cry of the beauty of God, the beauty of the Father. You would that no man be lost. When he cried out to you, Father, give me the nations, he looked down through history and he saw that one of the nations that would belong to him would be America. And you gave him his heart's desire. Pray with all your heart. Please lift up your voice and pray to God. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you. Not in all the earth. None like Jesus. Your power, your authority, your life, your love, your wisdom. Nothing is impossible to you. We're not in an impossible place because God is on our side. Who can stand against us when God is on our side? You are wonderful. Your purpose is divine, eternal. Lord, tap the shoulders of those who are here tonight. Tap their heart and impart to them your heart to go beyond their mind, to go beyond their intellect, to go beyond their reasoning, into the realm of faith, to believe. One nation under God, indivisible. We say no to the plans of the Illuminati. We say no. We will not embrace you. We call the people to awaken that they may stand and arise and stand against the evil. We say no to the Illuminati. We say no to the New World Order. We say no to the New World Religion. We say no. No. As a nation, we will not embrace you. We will arise and we will stop you. For God is on our side. We declare and decree that your plan and purpose will fail. We speak failure to you. You cannot have America. Though the giants in the land seem great, they will fall to the glory of the Lord. We command you to fall. We command every giant to be plucked up. This nation will be restored to the roots of its beginning. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. We call forth the intercessors. We command you to arise. Arise with wisdom in your heart. Arise with understanding in your heart. Arise with purpose in your heart. Arise. We call you forth. We call you forth to intercede. We call you forth. Rise, arise, 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 arise. Let the knowledge of the will of God arise in your hearts. Let the warrior anointing come upon your church, Lord, to fight endlessly, tirelessly, on behalf of this nation. For this is the hour. This is the hour. This is the hour. Oh Lord, we lay our head upon your breast and we cry and we weep with you on behalf of our nation, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we rejoice with you, Lord, as a bride would rejoice with her husband as you bring forth the victory that you have decreed. Arise, O church, arise. His church shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Arise, arise, arise. Areve gesto camostia. None but Jesus to rule over America. None but Jesus to break the chains of the Illuminati, to dismantle their will, to cause this nation to arise as a mighty, valiant one in the earth under Christ, defeating the dragon. Lord, let the politicians that you have decreed for this hour be put in their place. Let the government that you have decreed for this hour
be put in its place. You spoke to me ever so powerfully, Lord, that the ego is going to make a U-turn and go back to its beginnings. The day of the Lord. But the church must birth the new beginnings. The church must travail, must labor, must groan, must weep. The church must bring forth her prayers and her praise. This is the hour. This is the time. Arise, O valiant one. Arise, O warrior.